What made him like Finley so much? Why did he feel so much about this community that he wanted to give back so much to the Finley community?
Well, I think Finley's always been great to the younger family. And I think he felt that, and he had a lot of great friends here. Al Ball, who used to own the local McDonald's, John Luther, who was at Marathon, and Fred Aldrich, our neighbor. He just had tons of friends, and he loved to play golf at the country club, and you know, he just loved everything about it. And when he would announce soccer, he would schedule things around being able to do as many games as he could.
Yeah, his nickname was the Golden Voice of the Trojans.
Well, that was kind of a joke. I think maybe Al Laux said that at one point. He called him the Golden Voice of the Trojans. He had taken over. Our neighbor across the street had done the announcing, and he got moved. Somehow Dad got started and said he'd do it for a little bit when my two younger brothers played soccer. And then when they graduated, they still needed somebody, and so he kept doing it, kept doing it, kept doing it. So, yeah, he loved it. So,
is there anything else you might want to mention about your dad?
No, he'll just be greatly missed. He was 92, and he was sharp as a tack right till the end. In fact, I was at Kiwanis today, and I had three people tell me that they'd had conversations with him quite recently and thought that he was about as good as could be at 92. So we were grateful for that, and we're grateful for everybody's friendship and comment.